SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bust them, and everybody else in between. The Wicked Wednesday has begun as the Florida Panthers are returning to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since 1996. It's Matthew Tkachuk's world, and everybody else in the NHL is just living in it as he does it again. He scores with 4.3 seconds remaining in the ultimate heartbreaking, gut-wrenching, torturous loss for a Carolina Hurricane hockey club who are still in denial right now. As head coach Rob Brind'Amour after the game stated, we didn't lose four games. Said we lost the series, but we didn't lose. We didn't lose four games. But, yeah, he goes, they won the series, but we didn't lose. You can't have it both ways, coach, but we totally get what he's talking about. And I tweeted out, I think that's the closest four-game sweep in the history of sports. There's never been a series that has been as close as that, yet it was a sweep. When you look back, like if somebody just looked at like the history of it, what happened in the 2023 playoffs? Oh, wow. Carolina Hurricanes got swept by the Florida Panthers, right? It's like, yeah, well, you know, why don't you sit down and let me tell you a story, all right? That really was one of the most heartbreaking, gut-wrenching, brutally painful losses that I've ever witnessed in sports history. Like, if you're the Carolina Hurricanes, short of getting struck by lightning right now, I mean, all you can really do is just get extremely drunk and kind of laugh it off and just say, well, you know what? It is what it is, and it was not meant to be. It is, it was, and it's going to be. You know, like the expression, well, it just wasn't meant to be. It was not meant to be for the Carolina Hurricanes. They lost in quadruple overtime with 12 seconds left. They lost in overtime. They lost in quadruple overtime. They lost another game 1-0 in which the opposing goalie literally stopped 110 of 111 shots in a consecutive order. And then they just tied the game with 3 minutes left, only to lose with 4.3 seconds left in regulation, in which there is absolutely no way you're going to be able to score in 4 seconds. And then you had to stand around while they reviewed the goal, and it took forever. Like, that's as tough as it gets. You know, there's bigger, tougher losses. Like, you know, Norwood missing the kick in the Super Bowl is pretty painful and brutal and stuff for him. But from a collective team effort, and yes, it's true. Listen, in 1993, when the Montreal Canadiens won the Stanley Cup, I think they had 11 overtime games. And they might have been 10-1 type thing, 11-0. It was insane. Like, they beat the Buffalo Sabres 4 games. Like, because I said, oh, it's the closest sweep. And somebody said, what about the Canadiens and the Buffalo Sabres in 93? All 4 games went to overtime? Yeah, they weren't the same. The Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustlers, and everybody else in between. It's a cold-ass world. We just live in it. Let's do this thing. The Florida Panthers are going back to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since 1996. Another improbable, last-second, crazy victory. I think that Pat Benatar song is about Matthew Tkachuk. Heartbreaker, dream taker, and whatever the other lyrics are in that song, because that's what Matthew Tkachuk does. He breaks your heart. He breaks your will. Matthew Tkachuk scores another massive, big-time goal, another game-winning goal. For the Florida Panthers with 4.3 seconds left in what turned out to be a sweep of the Carolina Hurricanes. in what was the closest sweep, I think, in the history of sports. You know, somebody tell me why I'm wrong. You show me the series, and don't tell me about the 1993 Montreal Canadiens and the Buffalo Sabres. All their games went, like, all their games were 4-3. It wasn't a deal where one of the goalies made 110 saves out of 111 shots in a row. They didn't go quadruple freaking overtime. Like, you figure, like, you know what I mean? Like, the old, well, a broken clock is right twice a day thing could come into play for the Carolina Hurricanes at some point in this series, but it just didn't. I mean, you lost in overtime. You lost in quadruple overtime. You lost another game 1-0. And you just lost 4-3 with 4.3 seconds remaining after you tied the game with 3 minutes left. Some things are meant to be, some things are not. And it was pretty clear that the Florida Panthers' storybook run was meant to be. It should be noted that on April the 11th, the Chicago Blackhawks were playing the Pittsburgh Penguins. And if the Pittsburgh Penguins would have won the hockey game, the Florida Panthers would have been eliminated from playoff contention and wouldn't even made the damn playoffs. It would have been the Pittsburgh Penguins instead. And somehow the Chicago Blackhawks screw over the rest of the NHL by getting the Panthers in and still get Connor Bedard. All right, we got a full house. What's in Cam's bag? Cam Stewart, Scoop Jackson steps up, and then Brent Beard, Ian Cameron. This is Sports Rage. I am Rexy. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You never go down to the track, put it all on a horse.
Why don't you put it in the bank?
Bank? This is found money. I want to parlay it. I want to make a big score.
Oh, you mean you want to lose it.
All right, let's do this thing. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The Rage writer Cam Stewart will join us in a couple of moments. Ian Cameron on the radar tonight. We'll talk some college football with Brent Beard, Heisman Trophy voter, First Coast News, Jacksonville, Florida, in the house. We've got the OG, Scoop Jackson. Always cool catching up with Scoop, talking NBA basketball. Ja Morant posted a very somewhat cryptic message on Instagram, basically saying goodbye to everybody. And welfare and health check was required on Morant. He is fine. Now they're saying he's going to, you know, get off of social media. He should probably just take a break from everything. Not worry about basketball. Don't worry about shoe contracts. Don't worry about really concerned for real. Then they need to take a step back and just tell Ja, they got to get this kid some help. I'm not here to mock Ja Morant or make fun of him. He clearly has issues. He's obviously suffering from depression. And people, listen, man, if you're upset about something or you have a chemical imbalance, and a lot of this stuff is genetic and there's like different chemicals in your brain that react differently, money doesn't change it. Like, you are who you are. Like, it does, you know what I mean? Like, people sort of think, well, if you had like that, well, like, you think everybody would money? You ever heard stories about rich bankers jumping off the top of buildings before? Happens all the time. They have a lot of money, right? Like, money's not going to change your problems, and he has a problem. He clearly has a problem. The thing is, he's not a bad kid. He's never hurt anybody. He's not beating anybody up. He's not abusing women. He hasn't done anything. But clearly, he's not all there, and he needs help. Like, forget about his career. Forget about mocking him. Like, as a person, the kid needs help. I don't know. Like, otherwise, I'm just scared he's going to end up, like, shooting himself or something like this one night. Like, clearly, like I said, he starts to drift, and he doesn't have the right people around him. He hangs around with his father as it is all the time. And we'll get into this more later, but there's a famous Triple X actress, Riley Reid, and she's had like reality shows about her and stuff, The Life of Riley and all this. And she's super rich. She did a video the other day, like, where she started to break down about her father refuses to be seen in public with her. She said, my father refused to be seen in public with me and doesn't talk to me. And she said her mother stopped talking to her after she stopped giving a bunch of money to her mother. So basically, this girl's doing crazy things in movies, and her mother's living a high, luxurious lifestyle off of it. Sometimes, like, people all family and stuff, sometimes family doesn't have your best interest at heart, and it's pretty clear that Ja Morant's dad isn't a positive influence. He's fighting with Shannon Sharpe courtside. Like, you know what I mean? He needs to get away from his, in my opinion, get away from your family, get away from basketball. He needs, like, you know what I mean? Go to one of these retreats in Switzerland for, like, 2 weeks, bro, 3 weeks. Sit down with some people and figure it out, and you'll find out that it's something simple that you can get rid of, whatever anger he has. Like I said, we don't know, right? Maybe he's bitter that people are parasites around him and taking all of his money, and he thinks no one really cares about him. Like, it's deeper than, like, people, if you want to think about the person, you know what I mean? I know. I spoke to a baseball player once, and he told me, man, I said, congratulations on your new contract. He goes, it'll just cause me more problems with my family. He goes, I wish I didn't even have this money. He goes, you don't know, bro. He tells me about, like, people call him, and can you give me this and lend me that? And if he doesn't do it, they tell him what a jerk he is. And it's like, people just think everyone rich and, oh, it's great. It's great. You must have a great life. Kid's got problems, and I hope he gets help. Let's bring in Cam Stewart right now. What's in Cam's bag? We're going to find out and more. Cam, always a pleasure.
What's happening, Gabe? How you doing?
That was quite the segue leading into your segment. Following the Carolina Panthers, so... you sound like a Carolina Panther player right now. I said it earlier, Cam, off the top of the show. That is arguably... Listen, Scott Norwood missing a field goal is as bad as it gets to win a Super Bowl, but... as far as a collective team effort and tough loss and tough series loss, I tweeted out that's the closest sweep in the history of sports. Like, Carolina could not have lost in a more painful and brutal fashion in all four games of this series, Ken.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's actually kind of shocking. Like, it was kind of cruel for Carolina. Like, you know what I mean? Like, to lose a game like this with, like, 5 seconds left in the game, it's just... But, Gabe, didn't you kind of feel it? Like, that's the thing. They just, every time a game was close or they played really, really well, they lost. And it's kind of like you told me a long time ago, just because you want something, sometimes you don't get it. Hey, it ain't fair. Like, that's just the life. Life is a lot like sports sometimes. And these guys, the fact that they lost 4-0 is not indicative of actually... how crazy it was. It's almost like you could have flipped it. They could have won 3-1 or 4-0, but that's sports, that's life. And no, it's really that well said about Ja Morant too. It's like life's pretty crazy for that kid. And I'm the same as you. I don't get pleasure in other people's pain. And I really hope, you know, he gets better, because that's the thing. Like, people just assume, oh yeah, yeah. You know, like, this guy's on top of the world. Well, if you're mentally ill, you're mentally ill. Right. And there's a lot of that stuff going around. And what can you say? You know, that was crazy. I don't even know what to say, Morency, just watching these games and stuff like that. It's almost surreal to me. It felt kind of like a movie. Didn't feel real.
Yeah, it was sort of surreal. I saw Rob Brindamore's press conference after. Listen, this guy's been in the league a long time. He's seen it all. He was sort of rattled, but accepting in that, you know, he said, listen, we had a lot of injuries. It's a miracle. We got this far. I'm proud of this group. And he said, we really didn't lose. You know, he goes, they won the series, but he was kind of still rattled and in shock about what happened. But one thing, Cam, where Carolina is to blame, they got caught, bro, when they lost in quadruple overtime in game one of the series, all right? In triple overtime, Cam, there was like 7 seconds left, and they got lazy, they got careless, and they nearly got scored on. And I said, I know fatigue. Like, it was one of those, they looked up at the clock. You know, they're behind the net. 7 seconds left, and it was a lazy clear, and boom. They nearly got scored on. Then, Cam, they got scored on with 12 seconds left. We can argue whether the puck hit the ref. I think it did when they tried to clear the zone. Whatever. It was a lazy clear with 12 seconds left. Tonight, 4 seconds. You can't get beat like that. And I don't want to throw him under the bus, bro, but look at the highlight of the goal. What the hell was Sebastian Aho doing? Like, how did Tkachuk, of all people, cruise right into the slot with the puck, Owl just put his stick out. He should have played the damn body and leveled him. And you, if you get a cross-checking penalty there, fine. Carry it over in overtime. You can't let him skate like, I don't know, fatigue and all this. It was a mistake. But look at the highlight cam and look what Aho's doing. And it's like, dude, man, like, why didn't you play the body and take him out before he got to the... Because he couldn't shoot. He needed space to shoot. And they let him skate to the place to shoot.
It's a fine line, too. And the same thing, you can say the same thing about Dallas in the earlier games, like, especially in game two and stuff. Like, you see that Stevenson goal? The guy just crashes the net and goes in. Like, as a defenseman, what the hell are you doing? Like, how do you let that happen? You play using your head the whole game, and then all of a sudden, it's rebound, bang. I'm not going to say Ottinger. Like, you know what I mean? He makes the first save. It's also sometimes up to the defenseman to clear these guys in front of the net. And you said it, it's a fine line. In the NHL playoffs, between winning and losing, and that's right, one little mental like one break mentally for like a couple seconds costs you, and it's cost Dallas, and it's and it cost Carolina in this series, Gabe. Like, again, opportunities galore, and that just Florida was opportunistic, and they just pounce on these situations. And yeah, like, it's just hockey's one of the cruelest games out there, man. Like, it's crazy. Like, you have to keep your wits about you every single second of the game. There's no turning it off.
Yeah, exactly. Pennywise, pound crazy. Yep. One thing with the Panthers, too, which is really impressive what they're doing now, is they don't make mistakes.
No, they don't.
They really don't. And we talked about it. They're not even really shooting the puck that much. Their theory is we won't make a mistake. The other team will. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
The Late Night Anchor Management Class. We got a full house tonight. Brent Beard will join us from Jacksonville, Florida. We'll talk some SEC football, college football with Brent. We got Scoop Jackson, the original OG, old school Slam Magazine, now ESPN and more. Scoop's got a very popular podcast. Scoop Jackson. We'll talk NBA basketball with Scoopy and Cameron. We'll step up and in. We got the Charles Schwab. The Florida Panthers are going back to the Stanley Cup for the first time since 1996. We're going back a ways, in which that was with the Beezer, John Van Beesbrook, between the pipes with the the Florida Panthers. John Van Beesbrook, I'm going to look it up, actually, but he's not welcome, Cam, if you'll notice.
No, he's not welcome in a lot of places. He said some pretty bad things. And yeah, I remember who's their captain back then? Scott Mellenby, I think, was the captain.
He's not. Guy Van Beesbrook.
No.
Kids turn out.
No, he might have been a good goaltender, but he said some pretty crappy stuff. That's the thing. I remember that team, though. They had, I think Mellenby was their guy. I think he was the captain. Yeah, they had a veteran team. And yeah, I like Mellenby's. He was a good hockey player, but you're right. Check up, read stuff about the Beezer. He's, let's just say, you know, he's not a friend of all races. Let's put it this way, Marantz.
He's a controversial,
pretty crazy stuff.
He's a controversial person. And as we stated, yeah, I wouldn't expect to see him being honored or invited anytime soon. Yeah, looking at the 96 Florida Panthers, they were pretty terrible, actually, and it's a miracle that they made it to the Stanley Cup. Stu Barnes, Jesse Bélanger,
yep.
Mike Castleman, Gilbert Dion, Radek Dvorak, Tom Fitzgerald, Mark Fitzpatrick. This is like third line central, man.
Yeah, these guys were grinders. That's how they made it. That's team grind right there. Wow. Actually, Stu Barnes, he was okay. He had some good years with Buffalo. Fitzgerald, a good up and down guy. But you're right. Like, Dvorak, probably back then he was pretty young. He had some skills. But you're right. That's third and fourth line central.
They had
right
a couple of guys, though. Rob Niedermeyer was very, very good.
Yep.
Rob Niedermeyer was good. Ray Shepard was pretty good. Brian Strudlin was a good grinder. Martin Straka was a decent player. So, yeah, they had a run, but, of course, they didn't win the Stanley Cup. So The Panthers have done it. They've gone. They've clinched their spot into the finals. The Miami Heat were unable to last night. Now everybody thinks the Heat are going to choke, but we should note that the Vegas Golden Knights are favorites to win the Stanley Cup. Vegas are minus 120. Florida Panthers are plus 110. The Dallas Stars are 25-1. And Jamie Benn, of course, is now suspended. So basically, Cam, they got Vegas and Florida as a near pick 'em here, essentially.
Interesting, too, the two franchises, you know, because Carolina has a cup, Dallas has a cup, they got a cup, and the two...
Yeah, we'll have a first cup winner for the
yeah, we will.
Someone's going to win, Vegas or Florida.
Gary will be happy with this one, with the new
Neither
expanded
of them
teams there.
Their fan base. I'm being real.
I saw Matthew Tkachuk after tonight, all right?
No, yeah. People in Vegas are into it. I'm not taking it away. I'm just saying they're 8 years in, right? There's been long-suffering fan bases. But Matthew Tkachuk said tonight, he goes, you know, no one believed in us at all coming into the playoffs. And he goes, we know this, that no one believed in us. And then somebody said, well, now there's 20,000 people in the arena, and clearly they believe in you now. And you could tell he was about to say, F
where were they?
He's doing this for us. And then he said, he goes, yeah, they're here now, and they're enjoying. He goes, I guess they believe. He goes, I'm not sure how much they believe, but they're having fun. And he sort of like... If you read between the lines, he was like, yeah, well, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? No.
You said it, Marinci.
Because we're winning. He sort of paused and marked his words, if you see his comments.
That's great.
And it is a bandwagon situation, right? Let's not be like, let's not pretend
for sure.
Like these are diehard Panther fans. They are now going to the Cup.
I went to a game in Sunrise outside the flea market there. I could have took any seat in the building. There was nobody there. Like, they used to have to beg people, like, with every family meal at Kentucky Fried Chicken, get a barrel, this and
Look,
this,
they
and
have
a couple
the seventh lowest
tickets.
Attendance in the league.
Yes.
So they're ranked seventh now. Seventh lowest. So let's
they
not
used
pretend
to be
it's some long-suffering, hardcore fan base.
Yeah.
Right? They're just sort of there. But
they are
hot. Vegas, the fans are really into it. I'm not
That's
dismissing
true.
That. Vegas fans are dedicated, they're hardcore, but they've been super spoiled. Their team's been good since their existence right away. But, yeah, we'll have a first-time Stanley Cup winner. It'll be a tough series. All right, is Babano in here yet? Is Babano ready to go? Babano likes to creep in and surprise us. All right, Cam, so why don't you get started? Because I don't think Big Shot Bob will be calling from Vermont tonight with picks for the Charles Schwab. It's not a big enough tournament for him.
It's funny, Barretti. When it rains, it pours. I take the car out. Now the friggin' blinkers don't work, too. I'm just like, what the hell's going on here? Another expense. But anyway, what are you going to do? Hopefully, Barretti, this is the first time in my life as a bettor that I got every side wrong in the Stanley Cup Finals so far. I've not hit one win. Were we both on Carolina tonight? And I've been wrong on every Dallas game, too. Is Dallas going to win tomorrow, or is Vegas going to win? I don't know what to do. What do you think?
I think Vegas is going to win.
I don't even know. Like, I got no idea.
I think Dallas are kind of done. Like,
they might
captain
be.
Captain suspended. They played pretty well in this series, too. I mean, they lost two games in overtime, and then the wheels fell off in the first 7 minutes of the game yesterday, and here we are right now, 3-0. But seems to me that it's not meant to be for the Dallas Stars. And the fact that Ben didn't apologize, I think, makes it worse, too. He goes, his face was just, I was just trying to land, and I hit his face by accident. It's like, dude, you crossed up the guy in the face. Like, just admit it. Say, you know what, I hope he's all right. It was the heat of the moment, and, you know, it is what it is. No, like, oh, you know, ha-ha. I think Vegas probably beat him, but then it's going to be tough handicap with Vegas and Florida, too. Very similar teams.
Well, I have no clue. I kind of like Vegas, to be honest. You know, the thing is, now that Florida won all those games, maybe Vegas gets all the luck. But they've been pretty good against, like, Dallas in that series, too. I got to be honest with you. Like, usually you can kind of see it and go, yeah, that team's better than that team. Like, we knew when Tampa Bay was like, oh, these guys can't be stopped. Like, I got no clue. Like, I got no – I will say this, though. Vegas, though, I think there might be some overs in that series.
Overtime's
a good call, too. I agree.
It'll be like a seven-game series of a bunch of overtime games, I would imagine. I mean, they're so similarly You know, even listen, Vegas have a deeper roster. Technically, Vegas are better on paper, but Florida seemingly have nullified this along the way.
I would say Florida has better goaltending, too, with the way Bobrovsky's playing compared to Aiden Hill. And that's big.
But
Hill's good.
But Aiden Hill just had a shutout last night.
Exactly. You're right. Like, it's, I think Bobrovsky, like, the whole body of his work is better. But, Hill's been fantastic. Got to hand it to Vegas, too. And he's not like number three, four in line. So kudos to the Vegas Golden Knights. I'm with you. I think they're a little bit deeper. Like Florida's top line, I think, is better, but up and down the roster, I think Vegas is a better team.
But
I agree.
Boston were a better team than they were. Toronto were a better team than they were. Carolina were a better team than they were, and they just beat them all.
Watching like the Leafs even get a win against Florida and play and stuff, it's just hilarious, right? It's like, you feel better if like Carolina like won three games and lost in seven. Now it's like, oh no, you know, they were just whatever. They were beaten down. They had a lot of injuries this year though.
So ever since they were down 3-1 to the Bruins and they were 17-1. I remember talking about it that night. Yeah. The Bruins were 50-1 and the Panthers were 17-1. They were down 3-1, but since then, they won three in a row against the Bruins, 4 or 5 against the Leafs, and now 4 straight against the Canes. This is a seriously hot team right now. Bobrovsky is the guy's dialed in. He's in his zone here right now. Paul Maurice has been in the league a long time. He's knocked on the door. Here he is right now. And honestly,
he's a great coach, Gabe. And the thing about Maurice is, too, like, he knows how to play like to get the most of his players. I know he can come off as like sometimes like he goes a little bit nuts and stuff, but players on Florida, you could tell they like the guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like they're in with the coach. Like they're like a tight group. Like you see when they win games too, the way they go off the ice together and stuff. It's a scary thing once you're rolling like that. And Maurice has pushed all the right buttons. He deserves full marks. He's been fantastic. He's out coached everybody.
To put it in context, it's Babana sound effects.
Here's my panther.
Yeah, that's a good. It's a good panther, Babana. Right, very,
good,
very
good job, Babana.
Very strong.
That's a good intro. Good stuff. I like that. That's Stanley C. Panther.
Oh, that Stanley is, C. Yep. Panther. Yeah, he looks friendly, Gabe, in his little outfit there. But like Babano's sound effects, he's a mean SOB.
Stanley C. Panther right now is like at a pool, with a bunch of girls around him. They're dancing it up, South Beach style.
Yeah, they're feeding him grapes.
No, Stanley C. Panther's a happy-looking mascot.
Yes, he is. Like, I saw him tonight in the stands.
Or something. He just looks like he's got like a satisfied look on his face where it's like, he's not harmless. He's a happy panther. I mean, the guy's just happy.
You're right. I looked at him today in the stands, and he looked like happier than usual, too. I just say, you'd be happy, too. You're going to the cup final.
He's been through a lot of crap, so I understand the feeling he's got. Yeah.
That was good, Babano. Well played.
Oh, he's got a pretty good job, actually. It's not bad, Babano. I mean, yeah, I'm sure he's seen some bad hockey over the years, so that is true. Good for Stanley C. Panther. What's like the Vegas Golden Knight like mascot? It's a stripper from Club Sapphire, I think.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So what do? Just aim for the pond?
No, you're not supposed to hit it into the water.
But you hit it into the water.
I know I hit it into the water.
Well, why do they even have water if you're not supposed to hit it there?
Because it's fun! We're having fun!
Look, it went further than your ball.
All right, shout out to our boy Eric LeDuc, who says he's got a ticket. Well, 20 is it? He's got a ticket on the Florida Panthers at 22-1.
Nice.
A ticket on the Florida Panthers, but I'm confused about your zeros here. Is it 22,000 or is it 2,200? You seem to say 22. No, 20, 22,000. So what, you put $1,000 at 22-1 on the Panthers? I want to clarify. Because he's asking if he should hedge or not.
You got a loan?
So I want to confirm. Is it 22,000 or 2,200? Because there's a difference. It's a big difference.
Big difference.
Because I just... If it's $22,000...
Yes.
Then, yeah, you're going to have to step up. And you're going to have to find, like, $10,000 to put on the Vegas Golden Knights. The only reason you're saved... I'm not a big hedger. I don't like that stuff. But... Yes, so to confirm, it is 22K. It's not a lock that Florida are going to win. Like, I wouldn't be hedging. I'd be wanting to be like, yeah, listen, you know what? I got Georgia football. You think they're going to choke? I'd be like, no, they're going to win, right? Like, just ride it out. But this is a total toss-up. They just won. Like, they're winning in overtime all the time, guys. They just won barely. Like, Bobrovsky's had an incredible run. Vegas are a better team than they are. Let's just call
what would you do, Gabe? I would go probably, if you're going to win 22,000, I'd go eight.
He's saved by the fact that the series is a pick 'em, actually. You're lucky, like, you don't have some weird, oh my God, I got to lay all this to actually make this work. The series is a near pick 'em. If you already have them for 22 dimes, yeah, I wouldn't split it evenly because you're on the Panthers, so you want to be part of the Panther train. So I'd set it up where I'd, you know, make it so you win, like, put 7,500. On Vegas. So you get 15 dimes back if Vegas wins and 22 dimes back. And that extra 7,000 will keep you peaked enough that you're on Florida. And or just take the damn money, split it in half, make the $11,000, and then just bet each game along the way as well if you wanted.
That's more good advice. No, that's the thing. You said it because I remember my buddy's dad, Fast Talking Mike's dad, was with that Philadelphia Phillies Tampa Bay thing. And I told him, I go, dude, like he was going to win 40 grand or whatever. I go, like, let's talk to some guys and do the thing. He's like, no. He's one of those guys. Hey, Marcy, no. Whatever happens is going to happen. And I go, yeah, then now you've lost everything. Like, you know what I mean? It's just one of those things sometimes.
What would you do, Babano?
You got to hedge a little bit.
$22,000. And now it's Vegas are minus 120. So like I said, it's not like one of these instances where it's like, damn, it's minus 340 and I got to come up with $15,000 just to get that 3K. This is a clean cut. Exactly. Drop 10 dimes on the other side, even it out. But if you already have Florida, they've been good to you and you don't want to get off the party fully, I like my idea. $7,500 to $8,000 down.
So do I.
Either way, bro, then that's 9,000 total you put down. You're either getting 15 back or 22 back, and then you call it a day. That's what I would do.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I always say hedging is for gardeners, and a lot of the time
it's
I don't
Morenzi's
like it.
Actually, Morenzi's lying there, Babano there.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I always say. You know what, Cam? you know how many people, like, use that and have stolen it? Like, no one has said people, that ever. Like, you always
no,
say.
I got to be honest here. Like, Babano's our guy, but I listen to other shows, and I'm like, wow, they just stole me and Morenzi's bit right there. I just don't really appreciate that. But anyway,
some guy tell me on it'd be Twitter, nice if like, hedging is for gardeners. I'm like, dude, okay. Yeah.
It'd be nice if we got some residual checks through the old mail slot. Yeah. Hey, Morenzi? No, we love you, Babano. You're a good guy. But that's the thing. Like, it depends on your financial situation.
Whether "May the winners be yours" was mine. I'm like, dude, like.
That's definitely yours.
I said
it's
on a goddamn T-shirt from 18 years ago.
That's frustrating. It's like a wrestler. They're coming up with your gimmicks. Like, where's the money? Like, it's called, in real life, it's called trademarks.
And the real line is, hedging is for gardeners, and I've never been a fan of Edward Scissorhands. That's it. I've been saying that for 15 goddamn years.
It's true. Like, imagine Morenzi, I created a secret sauce for a special sandwich or burger, and I find out it's the exact same ingredients. I got a lawsuit on my hands there. Like, you have to tinker it a little bit.
I got a lot of people in the chat that were like, testifying. They're all like,
that's
copyright infringement.
You have to take two ingredients out, put two of your own in. To make it a little different.
I'm gonna be honest with you, especially Gabe, I've seen
material, but Babano, that's what you need.
but I love Babano. He's our friend. I'm just gonna say though, Morenzi, it'd be nice once in a while, like if people rip off stuff. It's like, how about a little piece, eh? But anyway, I could really use one now with the hockey bets.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Know what it is though? Yeah, it doesn't pay the bills though, Gabe. Imitation. How about cut me in.
A shout out to our boy Kyle Hamburg, who's working in a casino now.
Love Kyle.
Good to see you, Kyle. He heard me say Georgia football and just off the cuff, and he popped up.
He perked up. Yeah, he's got.
You guys should be kicked out of the NCAA, Georgia. You should be playing pro football. You're not even a college team anymore.
Too good. Too good.
All right, but no, we love you, Kyle. And it's good to see you, bro. One last thing here. I tweeted this out this morning. And this is actually, you want a bad beat and bad gambling thing? And listen, people are crushing this guy today, but whatever. It is what it is. Like Cam says, maybe he needed the money.
You don't know anybody's story.
Exactly. That's why I was talking about John Moran earlier. Okay, let me just, we'll move on right after this. We'll get to the golf picks, because this is worth revisiting. I didn't send out too many tweets today either, so I could find this in my retweets. All right, here's Tina Turner. May she rest in peace.
Oh, God, I can't believe Tina. God, she was... Man, do you believe that, like, that chick was... like, when you look at Tina Turner, 82, what a beautiful woman. Like, she looked so good for her age, Morenci. Like, and her body, too, and stuff. Like, give me a break. Tina Turner was just an amazing... Anyway, let's not... One of the best.
All right, here we go.
And her music would put chills down your spine, honestly. It was that powerful, her music.
No, Tina Turner was one of... Brilliant artist, brilliant.
She's reinvented herself over, like, she's almost, you know, like a, it's hard to be a star in multiple different decades.
Good call. It's a Gordie Howe
one
of
thing
music.
Or something. Yeah, like,
yes.
Like, she's R&B and soul, and she's this big force and stuff. Yeah. And then she turned into a big pop queen after with these massive Billboard hits, like Simply the Best and What's Great Love call. Got to Do With It and all that stuff. All right, so this is the ticket. This is what a guy played, and it paid. The odds were 28,000 to 1. So it was 28,601 to 1. He took the Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He took the UConn Huskies to win the national championship of basketball.
Oh, this guy's good. Yeah.
And he has the Denver Nuggets to win the national championship. The NBA championship.
Yeah.
He put $25 on this ticket. He cashed it out for $122.
What does it pay?
It would have paid, like, I don't know, what is this, like $24,000 or so? He only bet 25 on it.
I'm not going to tell somebody what to do, but that's... Anyway.
He cashed it out. He cashed it out after the... So he played three futures in a row here before the Super Bowl. Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. And this is before the year. Chiefs to win the Super Bowl plus 430. UConn to win the National Basketball Championship 26-1. And the Denver Nuggets to win the NBA Championship at 19-1. People do that often. We talk about it. I did it on the air, right? We just, okay, let's put together all the championship parlay here, see what it pays. So this guy does it. The Chiefs win the Super Bowl, except he cashed out right after. He took his $25 and got $122 for it. And then UConn win, and now he could have been in a spot here with the Nuggets.
I take what I said back, though, because
this
you're
is
spending $25,
Cam.
This is what I'm talking about, Gabe.
$65,000, and he only got $122 back.
Well, that's my whole point. He spent $25 on the bet to get $122. Look at the ratio. It's like 5-1. That's insane. Like, to cash that out, you got to, like, at least wait for the second leg and start thinking about, okay, now I could do something. So, you know what? Anyway, I'm not going to say. Wait, I'm sorry. That's just insane to me.
Yeah,
but anyway.
It must have been a night where he was broke. And he looked at his account, and he must have thought, you know what? I'm telling you, I've been there. I'm telling you, Babano and Cam, is one of these deals. I bet you UConn lost in a regular season game or something. He's like, F these guys. They're not winning the championship. But $22.
I've been there before to cash out like a $16 thing because I need to put a parlay in for something else. But that's different. He hit the first leg of it, and there's a big difference between like $60,000 and $100. I'm sorry. Like that, you find something in your house. Like you can't find like an artifact and get like $50 for it. You can't cash that out. 25 for 100 and whatever. That's like 100 doesn't do anything. Like I and you know me.
Yeah,
like,
the ticket is plus 28,600 and 100. Exactly.
Like, anyway, you're not going to tell somebody how to live your life, but Gabe, like when we go to the pawn shop,
that's
something that wouldn't be cashed.
So what is 2,800 to 1 times 25? Let's see. What is that? Because that's what it is. It's 2,800 to one, not 20,000. Because it's, you know,
okay.
Exactly. So
it's still, a hell of a, like, you find something else to trade in. Like, go to your garage and.
So what did I say? It's $25.
20, times 25 times 2,800.
2,800.
It's probably $54,000 or something.
Yeah, I was close. I said 65. It's $70,000.
Oh my God! You're cashing out $100 bucks on any.
He'd be
your
going
original...
into this series right now, guys.
Oh, for God's
with
sakes.
That option going, I got $70,000 coming back to me if the Nuggets win. And he
you know what? You cash
like he could have crushed the Heat on the other
Sorry,
side.
Sorry, Morency. I defend everybody, but you are you with me on this one? Like you cash out a Carolina Hurricanes like $100 bet. You know, like not a future that pays that. Like that's sorry. That's nuts. Like, it's just, you
well,
can't
look,
do that.
I played a ticket on the Lakers at 10-1 to win the Western Conference, and I cashed it out for a profit because I knew. I'm like, they're not beating Denver, so why would I
well,
want
that's
to lose
the thing.
Money? I said, give me the $900. Thank you.
I can tell you what, yeah, but $900 ain't $100. Like, you
No,
understand
and
what
I wasn't
I'm
giving up the potential of $70,000.
That's thing, what I'm talking
you
about.
You have to, at that point, it's true, you have to just say, listen, I might need $100, but I'm not going to throw away $70,000 lottery ticket to get the $100.
Hell, I go up to my neighbor and go, lend me $100, like a loan shark. I'll give you double, whatever the street for, whatever double, just till this date. And then if I don't win, you get this. Like, you $100. And Gabe, his original bet is 25. Like, do the math. It's insane. Like, you can't cash that out. You cash out stuff that doesn't have denominations. You cash out even money bets, not ones that are 2,800 to one. Now, that's actually, now I'm mad at this guy. At first, I wanted to defend him. Now I'm just pissed. That's just, wow. I don't know what to say. Babano, any thoughts?
To me, it's just hedging too soon. I mean, it's not just about, you know, covering your ass.
Not hedging
it's
too soon. It's insanity. They gave yeah. 70,000 for 100? Like, what? Like, look at the
no,
discrepancy.
But it's a lottery ticket. You don't hedge this until you're at the last
right. Exactly.
It's the timing of it.
Exactly. That's the whole point. You,
okay.
After
exactly.
The second
the whole
leg.
Goal was to get into this finals, and then you have
yes.
a $70,000 window to play with.
I wish it was my ticket.
Imagine if this guy's tuning in right now. Listen, we feel for you, bro. But, like, this is a massive.
Great
like,
bets, though.
That. Like,
excellent
you
predictions.
Up. You screwed up.
You screwed up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night Anger Man Foot Class continues. We've got a full house. Brent Beard will join us a little bit later on. We'll talk SEC football, College of Football. Our boy Kyle in the chat, big Georgia Bulldog fan. We're going to talk Georgia athletes. You guys should stay off the roads, Georgia football players. Another Georgia football player arrested already. Fourth player arrested. We're not even into the season yet. Seems like They've got a speed issue on and off the field. They're fast on the field. They're fast off the field. The Georgia Bulldogs. But Ian Cameron with us. All right, Gokester's got his six pack here. Cam's got to get out of here. We'll blast through this. We'll go first with Gokester's picks. We'll throw them out here. Outrights: Justin Rose, Fleetwood. What is it, all British? Rose, yeah. Fleetwood, Fowler, McCarthy, Rodgers, Nick Taylor, all first-round leaders as well, with Putnam and Nesmith as, all right. Yeah, Nick Taylor's
international team.
Yeah, he's a popular long shot this week, Nick Taylor, 90-1 range. What do you think of his plays here, Cam?
There's a lot of guys I like this week, Morency. This is the thing about this tournament at Colonial. It's a par 70, 7,200-yard course, meaning it's not 7,600. A lot of these guys who hit it straight, like Brendan Todd is a perfect example. He could win this week at 90-1. He plays great on these type of courses. You put him on a 7,700-yard course, he's done. He doesn't have the power to get there. No, very little par 5s, all par 4s, Gabe. We could see a big, big winner. Ball striking is going to be key this week. So, yeah, no, I like like his picks, and a lot of people like Justin Rose. Justin Rose is trending in a very, very high direction. Another quality finish at the PGA Championship. I'm going the other way with my chalk with Sungjae Im and Morikawa, but I do like the picks. A lot of those guys, I think, are going to be top 20s for sure.
All right, on the other side, we'll get the battles, golf guys' picks, and for all you AM radio affiliates, Cam will lay it all down when we return on the AM radio affiliate side of things, and then Meba Battle will get in to tomorrow's NHL game in week 7 of the USFL. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.